98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
There's one section of society that often gets forgotten about during this pandemic, and especially during the lockdowns, and that is people who live alone. Latest figures show that just under 400,000 Irish people live alone, of all ages. And in fact, we were contacted by one lady called Kira, who's finding it particularly difficult. She said, I'd like you to talk about people living on their own during lockdown. Personally, I do, and I'm on the brink of meltdown. Everybody's so terrified now. It's hard to meet with anybody. I'm finding it horrific. And Kira, you reached out to us basically saying that we need to think of people who are living on their own.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi,
how are
Kira.
You?
Good, thank
Thanks
you.
For having me on. Yeah, I think like everybody's finding this extremely difficult. But there is a section of society, like people who kind of live on their own or are single, and you know, it's actually horrendous because you know you feel completely isolated. Like we all feel isolated at the moment, but if you have a partner or a wife or a husband, or you live with people that you get on with, or, you know, you can turn around to them and say, oh God, this is terrible. Mm. Whereas I think, you know, when you're on your own and single, you're bearing a lot of it on your own. And like when if you're banned from seeing friends and family, you just feel extremely alone. Like obviously,
before all of this, you were living alone, obviously. How did you mind living alone before all of this happened?
No, not at all, really. Right. Like, do you know, I don't really, I'm quite comfortable in my own company. And I like, you know, I'm into art and music, and I love my own little walks and stuff. I'm not a person that loves big crowds too much or things like that. I'm very kind of at peace. And, but I just found this, the fact I suffer, you see, a lot with depression and anxiety already, and I just manage it. It's a part of my life now, I manage it. But I've actually found myself in the garden or in my bedroom having severe panic, you know, attacks on my own. Like if you had a friend or family member there, you felt like you could talk, or somebody would come and pick you up, or you just feel like there's nobody you can give you a hug, there's nobody who can tell you you're going to be okay. Like, you know, you're worried all the time. You know, when you get
sorry, Kira, I can't hear you. Whatever is after happening to your phone has gone all muffled.
Sorry.
That's better, yep.
Yeah, you know, I just suffer from panic attacks in the garden on your own, feeling so alone, spending the whole hour. Like, I love singing and I was gigging and stuff before the pandemic and stuff. So I feel like I'm on my own an awful lot. Mm. All day, every day, and I do a lot of creative stuff which helps, but I just miss human contact so much, and I think people don't really understand who are living with other people who have their kind of bubbles, do you know?
Okay, so, and like I said, I'm fortunate. I have my wife at home to sit and give out to if I want to, or to watch a program together on television, or whatever the case may be. And it's something I have. Well, I have in that I know an elderly man who lives on his own, but we make an effort to stay in contact with him and get stuff for him and all of that. But 400,000 Irish people living alone at this moment. Do me a favour, Kira, stay there for one second. And I'd love to hear from other people who are in that situation, who live alone. How do you cope with it? Because Kira was saying before all of this started, she was okay with living on her own. Because obviously you could go and meet people and all of that. But now she's finding it much more isolating and much more difficult. Call me right now on 6797981. We'll take a quick break. We're back with your calls in just a moment. And good morning from Adrian Kennedy. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. We're talking about, and we're trying to find out, how you are coping with this latest lockdown. We don't know how long it's going to last for. It'll definitely go past the end of January, but we don't know when it's going to end. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with case numbers and all of that, and the pressure on our hospitals. And a lot of people have been speaking over the weekend about how they are finding this one much more difficult. And we're talking with Kira, who lives alone. And Kira, is this lockdown even tougher again than previous ones, or is it just as bad?
Oh, I just think it's a lot tougher. You know, I think the first time the weather, you were able to get out, I remember going out a lot more walks and just being out, and you weren't really aware of how long this was going to go on. It was new. And the second one then...
So there was almost a novelty, if you like, in the first lockdown.
Yeah, and I think the second one then, it just didn't really feel like a lockdown.
No, it didn't.
I think this third one is the situation is a lot more serious. And I think it's the fact that we all know people who've been affected with COVID now. Like, you know, what made me afraid as well was like hearing a lot of people that I know, you know, were affected by it and in hospital and things. And this, you know, was kind of reinforcing, okay, stay in, and you know, it was much more claustrophobic, you know, whereas before you didn't know, like up until maybe Christmas, I didn't really know anybody affected by COVID.
Yeah, and I think we all now do.
Yeah, so I think it kind of, when it gets closer to home, when you start knowing a lot of people, you kind of think, oh God, better, you know, stay in more. And I think that's why the fear has increased among the population. I feel a lot of friends and family members that are a bit more easygoing about it are terrified now, and I think it's tougher. It's just a lot tougher, yeah. Psychologically, I think as well, you kind of don't know when it's going to end, because you know the way they say, oh, you know, restrictions will be in place for a long time, the face masks and all this. And I think it's just, there's an element of resilience as well. I think everybody as human beings were resourceful and resilient, but like I think this is the third time now, and I think our resources are being a bit stretched at this stage.
Okay, so living on your own, I don't think, in fact I know I haven't ever lived totally on my own ever in my life. I know I wouldn't be very good with living on my own. I wouldn't cope very well. And it's one of my fears, actually, is living on my own. But you were coping okay and didn't mind living on your own until all of this happened, and that made you feel very isolated.
Yeah, because I think, like, I would meet up with friends or go over to friends' houses or, you know, kind of pop into family or, like, you know, and I think when everyone's like, oh, banned now or can't come or too afraid to meet, I think that leaves you very, very isolated and very alone. And yeah, you start thinking, oh God, I'd love to have a partner to, you know, turn around here and say, oh, I can't do this, or, you know, just, yeah, it made me realise how alone. And I think people are very distant as well. I realised as well, like, I was ringing a few people, you know, older people that I know, and see if they were okay. But a lot of people, like, they don't really think of younger people who would be lonely. They just think younger people don't experience loneliness. Like, if you're in your 30s or something, they would never think that a 30-year-old person could be lonely. They just think that, like, elderly people are lonely. But it's a real problem for younger people too, you know. Like, a phone call goes a long way, like, for other people that are living on their own, do you know what I mean? Like, a phone call, and I am lucky that I have some friends that will ring and see how I am and stuff, do you know what I mean? As I say, it's very difficult for everyone, but definitely I notice people have nothing to say. They don't, you know, when people ring, they say, oh, I went to a show the weekend, or I went here, or I did this. But nobody's anything to say, so people are very distant and they don't ring as much. And that makes
because there's not much to talk about. Sure there isn't.
No, there's nothing to talk about much. So, but it's just the presence of hearing another person's voice on the end of the phone that goes, hi, how are you? It doesn't really have to be a huge conversation. It's just the presence of knowing another person is there that cares and wants to see how you are. I think
what's your situation work-wise, Kira? Are you working? Are you working from home or what?
No, well, actually, Adrian, I am a singer. I was gigging and stuff, do you know what I mean? And so I was taking students as well, vocal students and gigs and stuff. So it's very music orientated. So I've none of that now. And also, well, I design stuff. So I sell artwork in two shops, but like I'm doing stuff like that at the minute. But yeah, I'm very isolated, so I wouldn't have any work contacts or nothing like that at all.
Like I said, you know, and other people are finding this lockdown much more difficult. And what you're saying is, for somebody living alone, it's much more difficult times 10, nearly.
Oh yeah, it's just like everything on top of it. It's fear multiplied by 1,000, because you've nobody to sit down with you and go, oh, we'll get through this. Oh, don't worry, you'll be okay. You're just very, and then if you have a panic attack or you don't feel well, if you get sick and you're on your own, even the whole thought of being sick and being on your own as well is a huge fear. So it's really frightening, and your resources are really tested, you know. And I can understand, like, I battle with depression, anxiety, but I'm very good at managing it. But I'm just saying that there's other people with mental health issues that would live on their own, that, you know, they could end up feeling very isolated and take their own lives this time. I think we really have to look out for each other during this time. It is extremely tough, and it's tougher on some people who are single and living on their own than people.
And in fact, you just remind me that, and it's something I will do myself this afternoon, if you know of somebody who is living on their own, be they young or old, maybe just pick up the phone and give them a call today and say, how are you? Simple as that. Because that what you're saying to me, Ciara, is that does help.
Oh, massively. Like, you feel so alone, but then somebody rings and you just feel, you know. And sometimes even to reach out, sometimes, like, I text family and friends last week because I felt like I was having a meltdown one day. And I just said, listen, I'm not really coping. And sometimes people, it's not that they don't mean well, they're not aware. They have their own lives and they're just coping themselves. But if they understand that you're really struggling, they'll make the effort then to kind of ring, or, you know, just see how you are and check in a bit more, you know, because I just think a lot of the time people just need to be made aware of this.
Let me ask you, Ciara, when all this is over, which it will end, don't know when, but it will, how will you feel about living on your own going forward?
I think I would ideally love to live with somebody else and meet somebody nice. But, no, I think I'd be okay once this is over, just,
because you will be able to get out and socialise and meet people and everything
else. Yeah, I don't really mind. I actually really do like my own space, but yeah, just this is very challenging, and I was never prepared for how challenging it was going to be.
Well, Ciara, all I can say to you is I wish you well. This will end, and you will be able to get back out, and you will be able to get back out gigging again. I don't know how long it's going to be, but it will come back again. And thanks for talking to me, Ciara. And like we said, if you know somebody who lives alone, be they young or old, listen to Ciara's story and just pick up the phone and give them a call today and say, how are you getting on? And that would be a huge help. Ciara, thanks very much indeed for talking to me. Lisa sent me this message. 400,000 people living alone and they seem lonely and have a want for people. Why not start pulling like-minded people in accommodation together and let's sort this housing crisis, says Lisa. Okay. This is from Gordon.
I don't know what happened there, sorry. But anyway, as I was saying, I live in Carlow, my daughter lives in Galway, and I've only seen her twice since last June. So yes, this lockdown is a bit of a pain in the backside. And I really wish it would, you know, end so I could go with my little girl. I mean, you know, it's anybody who has kids that live in the far side of the country, it's flipping hard. If I'm going to go on here, I will, okay? Thanks, bye.
Thank you, Gordon. This message says, this time around, lockdown is very difficult for me. In January 2020, I separated from my wife. To top that off, I'm a barber also. So now I find myself living alone and no job to keep me busy yet again. Mental health now is going to be a very big issue in this country. People need to cop on now. This is from Lisa.
Adrian, just listen to Charlie's message there. he needs to get over himself, and rather than looking at what he doesn't have, look at what he does have. He has a home, he has a job, he has friends, he has family, he has food. You know, and I think what's happened now is we became a society where everything was instant, you know, instant gratification, not used to waiting for anything, you know. And I watched a programme over the weekend about the famine, a two-part documentary, and it was so, so shocking. It shocked me to the core, the detail that was in it. And it put everything into perspective. You know, we've a lot to be grateful for. This will end. We know it will end. There are people out there that are homeless. There's families that are homeless. There's people that have no food, that can't pay their rent, that are losing their houses, losing their businesses. So in that context, Charlie has a lot to be grateful for. That's just my view on it. Thanks.
And we mentioned, we were talking with Kira, and she mentioned that she's on the brink of a meltdown because of all of this and living alone. If you are somebody affected in this way, please reach out for help and perhaps call the Samaritans on 116 123. 116 123. Please do reach out. Please don't just be there on your own. There is somebody there to talk to, even if it is the Samaritans at the other end of the phone. So call them on 116 123.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.